Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second episode of the podcast, Today with Jay. Today is March 31st, 2021, and I'm here with a special guest.
Hey.
This is Josie, my best friend. We've been friends since seventh grade. Sorry if you hear the dog, but we've been friends since seventh grade.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that?
I'm a Cancer, so I'm intuitive as fuck. And I have a bunny, her name's Luna, and she's my bestie. So.
Oh yeah, she's fucking obsessed with her Luna bunny. But today we're gonna be talking about some topics, some nitty gritty topics. So, do you wanna start off? Should we start off strong and then work our way down?
Should I have this one? Yeah.
Okay. First topic. Oh, wait. Before we start, quick story time of what happened within the last 2 hours. So, we went to Sonic and we were in the Sonic thing, you know, minding our own business. A bitch fucking left her car running. And then what happened?
The windshield was mad foggy, and I'm like, Jan, why is it so foggy? You're like, it's because the heat's not on.
Because I'm slow and don't know shit about cars.
And then I made a joke like, oh, maybe your car's overheating and it's gonna blow up. And I look over.
The shit was on H.
And she goes, oh my god, Josie. And she turns it off.
Okay, so as if that wasn't bad enough, right? So, you know, I'm chilling, I'm letting the car cool down, but I'm like, now I'm panicking because I'm like, fuck. If, like, God forbid I need to get towed. We're in the middle of Sonic and, like, anxiety is through the roof. That's another thing, too. It was mad busy for a Thursday night. And I was like, I do not need all this attention on me right now. Whatever. So then Josie leaves me. She's like, I need to pee. I'm like, bro, please do not.
I pee my pants. So I had to walk all the way to Burlington.
Yeah, which it wasn't that far, but I was just like, really going to leave me alone? With a car.
I didn't know you'd move.
Okay, I didn't know I was gonna move. Then I was like, okay, right. So basically, we were on the side of the building that she went to go pee at, and I was like, you know what? I think I can make it over there because at least the parking lot where she was at is a lot less busy. So I was like, okay, even if, like, you know, I need to get towed, it's not as much attention on me. So I start the car, the shit starts, right? I'm like, bet. My car's like literally like jerking. I'm like, all right, I probably shouldn't be driving this, but it's fine. It's literally right on the other side of this building. I get right to where the drive-thru ends on the Sonic. My car fucking stopped. It's funny now, but in the moment I was fucking panicking. And then I called Josie. It doesn't answer.
Should I play it?
No, absolutely not. We do not need to expose me.
And I'll just do it reenactment. She goes, oh god.
I was like literally hyperventilating because there was a whole line of cars behind me fucking beeping. And I'm like, clearly my car is not starting. I'm like fucking up my car trying to start it to like show them, like, listen, my car's not starting. And then the worker was, like, mad rude. He's like, I have skates on. I'm not helping push this shit. And fucking skates away. I'm like, okay, dickhead. Then, like, oh, wait. And then Josie comes out. Wow.
Yeah, and I see you, like, with your hazards on in the middle. Like a stop sign.
Yeah. And then she, like, just comes in the car and, like, doesn't help. And then this guy had to push it to the side. And then, like, three random guys were like, you need to be jumped.
You need jump.
I was like, ew, literally get out of my face. And then, like, two other people came, but they were nice. And then my mom had to get fucking coolant because there was no coolant in my fucking car. That shit was dry as a bone. I'm like, okay, cool. So that was my night. But, yeah, I just needed to share that quick story time because that was Anxiety Central and Skeeve Nation. So, now, back to what we were going to discuss. So, first topic at hand is
grooming.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know what grooming is, how would you describe it? Because I don't want to describe it too vulgar.
Okay, I would describe it as when an adult.
Yeah, because it doesn't necessarily always have to be a man.
Yeah, an adult, which it usually is, a man, like, takes advantage of a minor, gains trust with her so that he could take
her advantage. Or him.
Or him.
Sorry. Or they.
Here's my scandal. I'm canceled.
And then, not necessarily that, like, anything, like, Skeeve Central happens, but it's more just,
usually,
like...
usually, yeah, the goal is for...
The goal is, yeah, but initially, it's just, like, talking, gaining trust, probably making inappropriate comments.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
With a minor.
Yeah. So, basically, we wanted to speak on this because this shit... is an issue, and I feel like it happened to a lot more of us than we would like to admit. So basically, like I feel like there's a better way to describe it, though.
What are you talking about?
Like grooming.
No, that's literally it.
I feel like it's older, more in depth, though.
An older person taking advantage of a minor in any way, but it's usually
sexual. Yeah, so like... just, like, buying you shit. Like, basically, like, making you think, like, this relationship is okay.
Yeah, or a big thing is when they try and take you away from your family. They'll be like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah. Like, so, like, isolate you.
Yeah. Usually happens over through social media.
Yeah, online. Well, definitely through social media. I mean, I'm sure it happened, like, before social media was a thing. But social media definitely plays a role in it now. Mm-hmm. But... usually, like, Skeeve Central, and basically, it's, like, I want to talk about this because I feel like it was such, not a big part, but it was so kind of, like, the norm, especially for girls, like, us, like, when we were growing up, like, with, like, shit, like, Kick, or, like, Snapchat, or, like, Instagram.
Also, can I talk, well, I don't want to talk about it because I don't know enough, but, like, if you know James.
James Charles?
Yeah. Yeah, James Charles, how he, like, knew, like, that, like, it was obvious that he knew that it was a 16-year-old, and he was, like, sending him unsolicited dick pictures.
So, yeah, but would that be, I feel like that would be more sexual harassment.
No, he's literally a groomer. He literally grooms Charlie D'Amelio.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it.
He definitely does.
I don't know enough about it, but...
he calls her best friend, which makes him want to gain her trust.
Yeah, but
well, then
I don't think that's necessarily grooming because, like, James is gay.
Yeah, but he's grooming. Well, you know, we should look up the real definition.
Okay, but basically, what I was saying was, I feel like this was, like, so the norm for, like, a lot of girls, like, us growing up that, like, nobody fucking knew that we were getting groomed in the moment. We're like, oh my gosh, an older guy is showing us attention. Little did we know, we were fucking getting groomed.
I have a story. It's PG. It's not bad. So, I was, like, 16, and this 21-year-old DM'd me, right? And then he, like, actually just hang out, right? And then, you remember this, my sister found out, and I told my mom.
I don't remember that.
I don't know how she found out, but then I was
really... your sister always finds out.
But then I was really pissed at her. I was like... I bet my sisters listen to this too. But I was like pissed. I was like, you're such a fucking snitch. But now I look back, I'm like, yeah.
Because she knew what was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I made the excuse. Well, he's just young for his age.
Like he's I young. Know damn well, like, because, not to say that I'm glad that I went through that, but, like, I'm glad I know now. So, like, since my younger sister, like, my sister is, she's about to be 13. My sister, like, I know, like, Miss Girl, let's reel it back in. Let's not let these mans, like, you know, do what they do. And, you know, I mean, I guess, like, being younger, like, you know, you always, like, want an older guy to, like, show you attention. And I guess we thought, like, we were cool because older guys were showing us attention, right?
Would they say? Mm-hmm. I thought I was cool.
We all thought we were cool. But, like, little did we know. Like, think about it. Think about it in retrospect. Like, we're 20 years old. We're 20 years old, right? When we hear about dudes talking to girls that are 16, that's mad weird. That, like, yeah. literally shows, like, okay, you can't even pull bitches our mm-hmm. age.
Yeah.
You had to pull bitches still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who have to ask permission, me still having to ask permission at 20 years old, mm-hmm. who have to ask permission to go outside? No, thank you. No, ma'am. But, I mean, I guess that kind of, like, plays more into, like, our generation being, like, super woke. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, Gen Z is, like, the most woke
mm-hmm.
generation. And the most, like, open to things, right? You'd say so?
Yeah. Like guys who wear nail polish. Guys who wear nail polish is, like... I mean, there's always going to be those, like, dickheads who are like, yo, that shit gay.
Yeah, but, like, I think, like, guys, especially guys more, because, like, you know, you find it, like, guys aren't as accepting as, like,
well, they just care about their masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
So much.
Toxic masculinity. But, like, I think our generation being, like, super woke and, like, you know, like, realizing, like, hey, this is really wrong, and not, and, like, everyone kind of coming together to, like, speak on an issue instead of just the demographic that the issue may affect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a women's issue, not just women speaking out on it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this generation is more, like, likely to speak up about certain things. And I'm glad we're part of that generation.
Yeah, me too.
Even though, like, some of them, though, I'm like, all right, this is kind of a stretch.
Wait, some of what?
Like,
when people are sensitive about
something? Yeah. Like, I mean, I think there's a fine line between being sensitive about things and being woke about things, right?
Mm, yeah.
But I do think a lot of the time, not, I don't want to say a lot, but there are good amount of times where, like, our generation is more sensitive about things
mm-hmm.
rather than woke about it. I think they're so quick to be like, nope, that's fucking wrong, instead of, like, educating themselves. Would you say so?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, I guess, the big part of our generation, I feel like our generation started this, was cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
You think yeah. we started it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, because... Yeah, because I... Because, like, I realized that, like, things happen back... Like, Shane Dawson, for example, like, he's just getting canceled now. Like, that should have happened a while ago.
Yeah, like, when did he start YouTube?
2009, 2010. It was a really long time
ago. So, like, his main target audience, I guess, at that point was probably, like, millennials, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, like, letting all the shit slide. Like, blackface, pedophilia comments,
yeah.
like, shit like that. And it's, like, I mean, it's unfortunate that it takes this long for, like, people like that to be, like, for, like, people like Shane to be, like, I guess, canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm glad it's happening later than never. But I also, okay, like, do you feel cancel culture is a good thing?
Yeah, kind of. I think sometimes the people take it too far. Because, like, I think some people ignore, like, the change that somebody portrays now. Like, I'm gonna use, like, Emily as an example.
Okay.
Like, hello, and then with her.
Okay.
If you know the TikTok girl, Emily, like, but also, like, people, like, don't have to forgive if they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's all, like, but, like, I think, like, if you recognize change and, like, learned behavior, then, like, I think some people don't take that into consideration. And they just keep them canceled forever. Like, not to be a Trisha stan or anything, but, like, I don't care if people care. I like Trisha.
Okay, well, Trisha. Basically, with the Emma Lou situation, those were still fairly recent videos. Okay, so, like, for anyone who doesn't know, Emma Lou is this girl on TikTok. She was popping. She was, like, talking about all this, like, Black Lives Matter stuff, woke as fuck, mm-hmm. right? Like, and then,
yeah.
like, woke as fuck. Super that woke.
Barb as fuck.
Yes. She was a white girl. This is important to the story. This is not just, like, a race card being pulled. So, videos had surfaced. And these were, would you... I think these were recent videos.
They were like 2018, 2017.
Okay, because this happened in 2020, right? That she got canceled? Okay. So, video surfaced of her in the car saying the N-word with the hard R. Not only did you say the N-word, but you said it with the hard R. And she said something else, right? Just two different videos.
It was two different videos, I think. And then she danced. She, like, said the N-word another time in a song. She sang it.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. So, basically, whenever these videos surfaced, people were like, nah, fuck that, right? And then, like, she spiraled, right?
Yeah, she spiraled.
Because people were going crazy, like, sending death threats. Yeah, she was doxxed, so that means, like, people fucking outed your address and, like, sent cops there, right? That's what dox is?
No, it's like they...
They just out your information.
Yeah, right? her name and then where her dad works.
Love that. Okay. And then she spiraled and it was like
big time.
Yeah. And then that was the thing too. Like, even before those videos surfaced, like she showed that she had like moved on from that and like realized, okay, this is wrong. Like she would be the first one to cut on anyone's ass if she saw them stepping out of line talking about race the wrong way. So like she showed how much she changed. But at the same time, like, even after those two videos surfaced, she had, like, let out an apology. A few, right?
Yeah. She kept letting out, but then it got to a point where, like, people would just, like, bring it up, like, all the time. And, like, she would be really defensive about it.
Well, I could kind of understand why. Not saying this is right at all. Like, you should not be saying the N-word if you are not black, whatever. But, I mean, like, if you're fucking... putting out apologies left and right, and also all of your videos show how much you change and are not like that. After a while, if people are fucking still bringing that shit up, it's like, I don't know what else they fucking want me to do. I can't go back.
Well, yeah, that's like, because I follow her on TikTok, and like, she doesn't like talk about it anymore.
Well, good, but like, that's the thing with cancel culture, is like, they can't let shit go.
Yeah.
And it's like, also, like how you were saying before, like they take it too far, where it's like they cancel someone so hard where there's like no point of like even redeeming themselves.
Yeah, I think I think the biggest reason though why she was like such a big deal is because she was like such a big ally for it.
Yeah.
People like, didn't expect it.
Because this was also like really during like heavily during like the Black Lives Matter movement with like George Floyd and stuff like that.
Also, but like if it was like a man like fucking Bryce Hall or some shit Lil Huddy, didn't he say the N-word? And he's still
popping. That's because it's like little fucking kids who like are supporting him. Like nobody our age is supporting fucking Bryce Hall, Lil Huddy, those weird TikTokers. It's mostly also, like Addison younger Ray's kids.
Openly racist too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The fuck?
She's from Kentucky, I think.
What?
She's from the South.
Alright, but that doesn't mean... No, she's from Louisiana. But that doesn't mean you're automatically racist if you're from the South.
Yeah, but
no, you can't just be throwing statements.
I know, I'm not gonna talk political on here.
But like,
she definitely gives me like racist vibes.
Though. I don't. I just think she's a little bit of a like not. She's just a ditz. Like,
yeah.
I don't mean to sound rude. She's just like a little like. I don't know any nicer word for that.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is not going to affect it.
Yeah.
But I think cancel culture... I don't like that cancel culture picks and chooses who they want to cancel.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm, like, trying to figure out what the pattern is on, like, why do some people, like, with big followings, like, Shane, why he had a huge following, especially with those, like, documentaries that he was doing.
Yeah.
He had a huge following and still got canceled, but, like, Charli D'Amelio, like, all the TikTok people who are, like, fucking relevant and not getting canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just feel like, obviously, like, with anything, cancel culture has good things about it and bad things about it. But I think I like where it's going as far as like canceling men who like make disgusting comments towards women like that, or like getting away with this for mad long.
Yeah, like the whole David Dobrik scandal.
Oh, yeah.
I think, because I don't really know much about it, but Dom was, like, making girls drink to fuck. I also, there's an article, and H3, I was, like, watching the H3 thing, and, like, these two girls got so drunk. And then he was, like, fucking a girl, and she was like, so drunk she passed out. And the other girl, like, just finished him off because she was so drunk and she just wanted it to be over. I think he deserves some jail time.
Well, I mean, yeah, definitely, that's fucking disgusting. But, like, with the whole David Dobrik thing, like, the fact that it had so many moving parts and, like, people with bigger platforms like Ethan and Trish on their H3 podcast, like, the Frenemies podcast, like, had to speak out about it just for, like, other people to start canceling him. Because, like, wasn't he, like, trying to be like, no, this didn't happen? Or was he just, like, not even speaking on it at all?
Well, he didn't speak on it for... Actually, no, I think he spoke on it, like, really quick.
But was he still, like, posting videos through this, or no?
I don't know. I don't follow him.
Yeah, I never followed him. He never sat right with me. But, like, basically, once Trish and Ethan, like, spoke on this, this man's all his fucking sponsors dropped him.
Yeah, also because Seth spoke out, too.
I don't know.
He was, like, in the...
That was the one who, like, spoke to the H3 podcast, right?
Well, that was Jeff recently.
Oh. Well, basically, like, there needed to be people with a bigger platform to fucking speak out against David Dobrik for him to become canceled and for sponsors to fucking drop him. And that's when this man fucking issued an apology. Which is, like, not cool, because now you're only doing it because your sponsors...
Yeah.
Like, Ethan said in the podcast, like, it just, like, doesn't even feel genuine because basically it's out of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess that's, like, a good thing that, like, cancel culture did in that sense.
But not to bring up Trisha Paytas, but, like, I think, like, she has, like, clearly grown, and, like, people still, like...
You think, though?
Yes.
You I'm think, a Trisha though? Stan. Okay, I get that, but I feel no, like... I like, didn't she do blackface?
She did... She did this Japanese thing one time.
Okay.
So. And it was like reverse what their beauty standard is. I forget what it's called. So they was like, it's like dark makeup, and like bright colors.
Uh-huh.
And she did it like not
knowing. Like recently?
No, like back in 2010 ish. Like I she wouldn't do that now.
Okay, I'm trying to think. No, not that I don't... It's not that I don't like her. I just think there's a lot of moving parts. So it's hard to keep up with, like, what's going on. Because every week she has, like, a new persona. Because
she has identity
disorder. I know that. I'm not taking that away from her. I know that. I'm just saying, like, I just feel like...
I think it's weird how she fetishizes Jewish culture.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so Trisha Paytas is engaged to an Israeli man who is of the Jewish religion. This woman fetishizes his religion. Like, she made a song about her fiance, and because his name is Moses, and she goes, "You freed the slaves."
She's talking about Moses from...
I know. And then she, like, didn't she? And, oh, and she speaks Israeli in the song.
Yeah, I know. That's Trisha, though.
No, but, like, I just... There's a fine line between appreciating a culture and appropriating a culture. Ooh, put that shit on a t-shirt. Appreciating...
It already has me, babe.
Has? I've never heard that.
I've heard that before.
And I think she's more appropriating it. I think she's more leaning on the line of appropriating rather than appreciating. And I don't like that her fiance is not checking her on this. He's, like, thinking this is okay.
Well, Ethan knows it's weird.
I know, but her fiance is the one with her, and it's like, hey, let's not do this.
Well, he just, like, goes with the flow.
You think he's a clout chaser?
No.
I feel like he is.
No.
This man came out of left field, nowhere.
No, he came out of nowhere. He has his own money. He does.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He went half on the house with Trisha Paytas.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
I don't believe that. And I also think she bought her own engagement ring.
No.
I feel like she did. Whatever. No. Debatable. Anyway. Next topic. Okay, so I guess it kind of goes along with... No, not really. Women in society and how they are viewed.
Okay, I'm going to give my stance on this because I'm...
A woman?
Elise. I'm just kidding.
Okay, what?
I'm going to give my... Like, I feel like I have a good viewpoint since I'm not the societal standard. Even though I am white, I'm fat.
Okay.
So, here's my stance on it. Okay. So, not to give a sob story, but I'm getting embarrassed, but I struggle with my weight my whole life. And I forget that they can't see me. I forget they can't see me.
It's fine. Like,
anyway, I struggle with my weight my whole life, right? And then... Just as we get some recognition for being some thick girls, some chubby girls, some fat girls, people take thick and they give it
fetishize it.
No, they give it to, like, thick being big butt, small waist, big boobs. Like, that's never what thick was. And that pisses me the fuck off. People are like, Kylie Jenner thick as fuck. No.
First of all, that shit is fake.
It's fake, but... That's still there.
No, I feel like you can't count people if it's fake.
But that's why we created slim thick. People are just like...
I just don't think there needs to be a label for everything.
There doesn't, but there is, and what are we gonna do? But, like, I think we got better, but also, I be posting hella on TikTok, and people really be coming for me calling me fat.
Really?
I get hella fat comments on my TikTok. God. It doesn't bother me. I keep them up.
Period.
But, like, I think...
Okay, but do you think your weight affects how you're viewed, like, in real life? Like,
yeah.
I think it's different on social media because, like, anyone can say anything because they're behind a screen. But, like, I'm saying,
yes,
like...
Yes, in real life, yeah.
You think?
I can't speak on it
because I'm not. But, yeah. Like, I don't know.
I mean, you could speak on it because you're, like, you're biracial. Like, the standard is, like, being skinny as fuck, white. That's the beauty standard.
I think... Okay, so, like, my flaw, quote-unquote flaw, according to societal standards, is... So, like, I have curly hair, right? So, I was always told, even by close people in my life, that, like... My curly hair is not professional, or, like, if there's, like, an important event, it needs to be straight. Which, okay, yeah, like, I like my hair straight, but, like...
If you look up professional hairstyle on Google, it's all white people hair.
With straight
hair.
And if you
look up unprofessional hairstyles, it's, like, dreadlocks and stuff.
Which is
really fucked up.
Okay, well, okay, yeah. So, like, I like my hair straight, don't get me wrong, but I'm learning to embrace... my curly hair and, like, actually style it well, but it took me a long time. And, like, also, like, there's no fucking body to help you. Like, it took so long for, like, people to, like, this to be beautiful. Okay, Google's another thing, but I think as far as social media, maybe this is just what I'm seeing because, like, it's catered to, like, what I look at, but, like, I think there's a lot more people on social media talking about curly hair, how to care for it, shit like that. And, like, becoming famous. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think it's kind of moving into the spotlight. But as far as societal standards of women, I think society fucking demands too much out of women. Like, you want me to be taking initiative, but don't be bossy. Fucking speak up for myself, but don't be a bitch. You want me to fucking bend over backwards for people? Like, everything, like, all these contradictories. And I think it's not fair to expect this much from women. when you expect us to push out a fucking 9-pound baby out of her cooter. Yeah, you got me
fucked up.
Okay. I will still do that. I'm still down.
I'm not doing that.
I'm down for the cause. But, like, I just think that societal standards on women are incredibly high. Like, they want you to be pretty. They want you to be fit. They want you to be a good mom. They want you to be, have a clean house, have food on the table. And as much as guys want to say, well, that's, like, old standards, no.
No.
That shit is still relevant.
The way men talk about women is, like...
Like we're meat?
Yeah, like literally, literal bait.
Literally.
They'll be like, oh, yeah, she ugly, but she got the fatty. Or, like, if you turn a guy down, he'll be like, you don't care, you're fat, you're fat.
You're fat anyway, yeah.
Like, okay, but you were still trying to get between these cheeks,
no,
so
literally.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. I just think that, like, there's just a lot of expectations on women, and it's like, bro, but none of these are unrealistic.
Can I talk about my dilemma right now?
What's your
dilemma? Like, I got some big boobs, right?
Oh my gosh.
And I have huge boobs, and I'm literally so short, right? I'm 4'9", and my boobs are in an H cup, right? So, like, I want to get a reduction because it'll make me feel better and my back won't hurt every second of my life, right? But then I think, and I'm like, but I need to conform to the standard. So I can't get a breast reduction because we won't have big...
That's your dilemma?
Yeah, that is dead ass my dilemma.
I thought you were more scared that you were going to regret it.
For the... Yes, I would regret it because I use my boobs as a personality.
I guess. Also,
I genuinely like having them. It's just, like, sometimes they are way too much. I can't even go into a store and just buy a bathing suit. I'm tired of it because Target's got some shit that I fucking want.
But, well, it's that, and then also,
I have no ass to make up for it, so that's tough for me.
Okay, so, like, there's, like, that, but it's, like, okay, it's, like... If you wear, like, even the slightest of a V-neck, it's, like, wired to tell.
Yeah, like, I went out in a dress the other day, and my poppy's like, why are you wearing that? That's not a picnic dress. That's not even wearing a picnic.
But, like, even if you try to cover up, it's, like, damn near impossible.
Yeah.
And it's, like, okay, but why do I even have to cover up? Why can't we just, like, maybe not stare at my tits?
Yeah.
Like, I think that also contributes to, like, societal views on women.
Yeah, like, I was in the city the other day, and, like, I was just walking, and I was by myself, right? And then this guy was in front of me, and he was just, like staring at my boobs. Like, not even hiding it. And then another girl passed, and she was wearing a skirt, and he, like, bent down to look under it.
Skeeve Central.
Yeah, so.
See, like, I think that also contributes to it, too. I forgot about that. So, like... When we go out, okay, so, like, I have pepper spray on my keys. I work in a mall, so, like, when I leave, I make sure I walk out with my coworkers. If it's, like, laid out or if I'm walking out by myself, I literally have my keys in between my hands, check under my car before I get in, pepper spray ready to go. It's, like, why the fuck do I have to, like, be ready to fend for my life when we can just, like, teach men, not even just men, because I could be kidnapped by fucking anyone, but, like, why can't we teach people, hey, maybe let's stop preying on women.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of teaching women how to defend themselves, how about we teach the fucking kidnappers, let's not kidnap people.
Yeah.
It's like, or I have to be worried about, like, what am I wearing? Like, what am I wearing? Where am I going? And what time of day am I going to be there? Because that could change so many different factors of my day because of how we're viewed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more like maybe like by men rather than like society.
Oh yeah, big time.
But like I don't want to like generalize that because I feel like you could be like,
let's keep it real.
I know,
let's not sugarcoat it, baby.
I know I'm not sugarcoating because majority of the time it is men, but honestly, to be real, you could be fucking kidnapped by anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
There's crazy ladies out there too.
But I don't really think I have yet to see a woman, like, stare down a dick imprint on gray sweatpants.
No, not even saying that a woman can, like, kidnap a man. I mean, guys get, like, molested, too.
Yeah.
And kidnapped. But, like, a woman could fucking, a crazy lady could fucking kidnap me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of women do, like, human trafficking.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, some pimp shit?
Yeah.
That's not even funny. I mean, how I'd say that.
Because it lures in.
Because, like, oh, easier it's target. Yeah, it's like, that makes sense.
It's like, oh, it's a woman.
That and makes fine. Sense, bro. See, now I'm more fucking scared.
Yeah.
I don't know. Basically, I just don't think it's fair that, like, women have to fucking constantly live their life in fear when we could just teach men, hey, maybe let's stop acting a goddamn fool and let's control ourselves. Take a hint. Not every woman wants you. And you don't need to kidnap them if they don't.
Yeah, like, that's sad, babe. If you gotta start kidnapping...
That's not what they're fucking thinking about. Like, oh my god, how sad this is. I have to kidnap someone. They're more like, maybe it's like a power move for them.
Yeah, just,
not that that's okay. Not that that's fucking okay. But, yeah. Oh, and I wanted to say, it's been... Well, I'm recording this, like, a day after my first one dropped. But it's been officially 50 downloads. I know that's not a lot, but you know what? You gotta start somewhere. And I'm very happy. And I
want to...
And I want to just thank everyone who listened, and, you know, it's only up from here. Skeeve yeah. Central.
Me as fuck.
Anyway,
can
but...
I please play the voicemail that you left?
No. Absolutely not. But thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you guys next podcast. Bye.
Bye.